The best of the week on Relevant Radio.
Let's go to Jesse now in California. Hi, Jesse.
Hi, I was calling to ask about when Jesus overturned tables and was angry for people selling goods at the temple of God. Of Matthew chapter 5, 22, verse 44, Jesus says, "Do not be angry with anyone or it'll be judged upon you." And he says also, according to the seven deadly sins, wrath is part of anger. So I just wanted to know what's the difference there, and if you can kind of clear things up for me.
Sure, I'll do my best. Yeah, let's read Matthew 5:22. Why don't we read it from the Revised Standard Version here? So he says, "But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment." That's the passage you're referring to, right?
Yes.
Okay. "And whoever insults his brother shall be liable to the council, and whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be liable to the hell of fire." So this, of course, is reminding us that anger can indeed be sinful, but it's not always sinful. And that's the distinction here. So this kind of anger he's referring to here is where you harbor a kind of hatred for your neighbor. You seek his punishment or his, you seek revenge in some way. There are different ways that this could be the case. But that is a sinful type of anger. There's a non-sinful kind of anger, which is necessary, of course, because if you don't have that kind of anger, you might never be roused to defend somebody who's being harmed, for example. You know, to have an anger that is good. We also refer to that kind of anger as righteous indignation, where you see something that is going wrong, and it can even be in yourself. Do you ever find yourself angry? Why did I do that? Why did I say that? How come I did that? That kind of anger is good because it rouses you to correct a problem. So to put it simply, I would say what you're looking at here are two different forms of anger. Not all anger is sinful. Often it is. St. Thomas Aquinas has, in his treatise on the virtues in the Summa Theologiae, he has a whole section on anger. And he talks about this very point. And he quotes scripture and he says, "Some anger is necessary and virtuous. Most of the time, though, anger is sinful because it seeks, you know, something other than the good for the person that you're angry with." You see the distinction there, Jesse?
Yes, exactly. If it's something that's going to hurt somebody or hate or that's looking towards revenge or the harm of other people, then it's bad anger. But if you have anger to where you're defending the good or you're trying to do good, I mean, it's okay. And that's where I had trouble, because there is times where I get angry and it's because of good reason. And I believe that there's times where it's good to have that anger so you're able to be aware of things that aren't right. So
exactly. You put it very well. So here's what I'm going to do. If you're at all interested, I'm going to retweet a tweet that I put up 4 or 5 years ago with the link to where St. Thomas describes the kind of anger that's sinful and the kind of anger that's not sinful. And if you happen to have your Summa Theologiae on the table next to you, it's question 158, and you'll be able to find it easily with the link that I'm giving you.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you, Patrick.
You're most welcome. I appreciate it. Oh, and by the way, it's in the second part of the second part of the Summa. Question 158, anger. Is it lawful to be angry? Is anger a sin? Is it a mortal sin? Is it the most grievous of sins? Is anger a capital vice? And so on. So he really digs into this question. I think you'll find it very interesting.
Yes, I believe I will. It'll be very helpful. And you're very helpful as well. And I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. Kind of you say so. I appreciate that. This entire episode of the Patrick Madrid Show is on the Relevant Radio app. The Relevant Radio app is completely free and updated daily with fresh articles, podcasts, and prayers. Don't delay. Download the app today. And thanks for listening.